I don't worry. I tell you, I'm a man who believed that I died 20 years ago. And I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever of anybody or anything.
Welcome to NYSHA, when niggas around don't even like ya. Niggas don't give you credit, they rather bite ya. Bitches don't know how to love, they try to fight ya.
Thank you, Tiger. Welcome to NYSHA.
Welcome to NYSHA. Yo, good NYSHA. Welcome to NYSHA. Niggas make his homie for a bitch.
Damn.
So this man for a bitch, need a lick.
Damn.
Go violate in the hood and get him lit.
Oh, yeah.
Instead,
yeah.
He gets the opposite, he got the clip. Listen, don't shit where you lay at. Especially the same hood that your mama stay at. Niggas around here hungry, they don't play that. What goes around, comes around, it's called payback.
Streets love nobody.
Not a soul talking nobody. Whole world can love you in your whole body. It just take one to try to be a somebody. Welcome to NYSHA. Welcome to NYSHA.
Welcome
to NYSHA. Welcome to NYSHA. Welcome to NYSHA.
Public housing was developed in the 20th century as part of FDR's New Deal and in the midst of the Great Depression. But it was just the first event in a longer history between government oversight and coded paternalistic language about improving the poor through housing.
Hold on, you're true.
Somewhat consistent.
Think it's my shit.
Exactly the same form.
Beyonce came here, Drake came here,
yep.
Lipsy came here, Herbo came here. Oprah came here, Slim came here.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston came and wasn't the same here. Took the stylus to
champagne.
Think about the
champagne.
See me, I do my damn
thing.
But when it falls down, I know one thing. Streets love nobody. Not a soul talking nobody. Whole world can love you in your whole body. You just take one and try to be a somebody. Welcome to NYSHA. Welcome to NYSHA.
Welcome to NYSHA.
Welcome to NYSHA.
Welcome to NYSHA. Niggas to
NYSHA. Bitches don't know how to love, they try to fight you. You gotta earn them stripes like you a tiger. Welcome to NYSHA. Welcome to NYSHA.
Welcome to NYSHA. Welcome to NYSHA. That's my guy, man. Shout out to Buck Madoff, you know what I'm saying? I know that he don't do music like that no more, but I had to, you know, bring out a classic right there with NYSHA. That was from the 1001. I forgot how it goes. But that was off that album, My Fault, Buck, you know what I'm saying? But that album was fire. But shout out to Buck Madoff, like I said. Welcome to NYSHA, you know what I mean? But welcome back to the Dog Court and D-Rick and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
You said spliff in the building, spliffing balls.
You know what I'm saying? And the highest hippie in the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course. I just got a text from Don Cole, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you, that nigga not at all. Hopefully, if he still wants to, he'll pull up and just pull up to the pile, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Cole, you know what I'm saying? Come in. We still live.
I'm going to put a rug here because that smoke is outrageous.
Okay.
We too loud, you know what for this spot right
shout
now.
Out the moms, you know what I mean? But we back at it, man. This should be episode 271 of the Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie Show, like I said, man. And we back at it. What's going on, Spliff? How you feeling, my guy?
We chilling. We here. Good day. You feel me? Get the sun out. It's still brick ass, though.
Yeah, the wind is still hitting, you know what I'm saying? Had to open the window, though, because that project heat is still busting right now, so... It be hot as shit in here, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can see we back in the studio, you know what I'm saying? That's what
back
I call it,
spinner.
You know what I'm saying? Home office, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, how was your weekend? What's going on?
Shit.
I mean, I got some of them battles out the way and shit, the Chrome 23 and all that.
I missed the battles. Missed the battles. I did not go to Chrome. We missed Fightback Arena. Shout out to Fightback Arena. I heard they had a great one this weekend. I was just chilling with family. I ain't gonna cap. But yeah, you know, next week we outside. Well, this weekend we outside. Then another great event. You know, we'll go to it later. But you know, it's a lot of shit going on.
That's
out the battle rap.
That's what's up. I ain't gonna lie, mom said, yo, she had to put a, she had to put something under the fucking door because we too loud here, you know what I'm saying? So I had to spark another one.
Another one just because. Since we got the protection under there.
Yeah, man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm starting to put the pen back to the paper, you know what I'm saying? We've been talking off camera, you know what I'm getting projects into right now. It's about to, yeah, they coming, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to LXD and Envious. I'ma just say that that's just a teaser, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to LXD and Envious. It's about to go down, that's a fact. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody that like, comment, subscribe, you know what I'm saying? If you new to the channel, give us a chance, you know what I'm saying? Give us a couple minutes, see what you like or dislike. Put it in the comments. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, you know what I'm saying? And if not, pull back up in another episode. You might like something that we all talk about, you know what I'm saying? But we back at it, you know what I'm saying? And
Please comment. Yeah, comments is fire. Let us know if it's going all right, if it's not it. Whatever we want to say,
I saw somebody put, fix your hashtags. I went through hell looking for this. I'm like, thank you for the input, but I think it's pretty simple. I put hashtag DCDRH.
I mean, you know,
DCDRH show.
That's
you know
it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But if you are looking for our show, that's all you got to do on YouTube. Go to the search bar and put hashtag DCDRH. I guarantee you, you're going to see my face.
It's gonna come up.
And Core face.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, you're going to see. And then you could go to the channel. Subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Hit the notification bell.
The hashtags they got now is really dope because you can follow like all the videos and shit like that.
It's a YouTube. A lot of people take it as something else. It's a social media platform, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk to people and you put your. It's just longer videos. You could put a whole movie up there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's a social media app. So I met some cool people from the podcast. Yeah. Comments.
A lot of people that when they even with, like, the my spliff and ball shit, like, when you see certain comments, because we niggas that be on the YouTube studio. Right. Shout out to YouTube studio. So, when you see, like, it's weird how we jumped into this shit, but, like, when you go watch them shits and you look at, like, you ever watch your shit and your shit will say, like, whatever people, and then it'll go up, down, and stay like a thing. That'd be messing me up because it'll show two people added, then it's like, nah. So it was like, damn, like niggas bounce, like.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah.
It's good to keep in tune with everybody.
We get a lot of that where we like, you see one subscriber added, then it's another one subtracted, then added. But I think that'd be YouTube's algorithms fucking with you as well. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be careful. Like we was just talking about a lot of. Well, like you said, somebody got their Instagram banned real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Off a little
You could get that done on YouTube too, because if you play certain music and shit, you know how it go. They copyright your shit and all that shit.
It's over. They telling you, yo, this will be on, but once you don't want
to. You ever got the yellow triangle?
Yeah,
I got that one when I did my vlog in Vegas. Cause in Vegas, you know, they got music playing all over.
In
the streets and everything, and all they play, bro.
The smallest second.
Is Backstreet Boys.
Done.
So you know they say, as soon as you start making money, we taking your bread. I said, it's alright, man. I need this vlog out. Fuck it. And those my boys.
But that's the thing to be crazy with the music joints, right? Like one beat, one sound, like one phrase gets said. Could freeze your whole joint up. Mind you, when you play some underground artist, you basically get knocked because either they got their shit copywritten, right? They got their shit right, which is nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the beat they got, they don't own it, and someone owns it, and they're on it.
Yeah.
And you feel me? And it'd be bad because you can't promote
shit. A lot of times, these independent artists like to use sample beats.
Yeah.
I'd be like, bro. Try to find a producer, you know what I'm saying?
And that's tough though now with the producers, because mad of these dudes don't have their own type thing. They just going for whatever works. Mm-hmm. So you got people just doing drill beats and they don't do nothing else.
Yeah.
And most of those is all samples, so you know it's spooky with that.
But shout out to all the independent artists out there, man. I should be having a showcase coming up soon. Make sure you guys stay in tune for that. You know what I'm saying? Where we gonna start this episode? You watched that Chris Rock special?
Alright, yo, we could get into that.
You watched it?
I watched it.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I probably didn't see the last couple, 3-5 minute type shit, like dozed off type shit.
Mm-hmm. That was the last couple minutes was the Will Smith shit.
Alright, so that's how he ended. I'm not really, but that, I don't know. Like I like Chris Rock shit, like the earlier HBO specials. But I faked they didn't enjoy that.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like he had shit in there. I'm not gonna knock it, but it's just like certain shit that we gotta stop being sensitive, bro. Like the nigga blatantly telling niggas like, yo, like I'm trying not to do that, and then say, I'm gonna go do whatever. Like, yeah, you feel me? And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like he had a fake guy. Like, he an OG, so he fake knew what to kind of do to make it go where he had to go. And it's like, damn, he had to do that.
And the title of it, Selective Outrage. That's the point he was trying to make. So, I'm going to joke about mad. He joked about mad different shit. Black people, white people.
Yeah, he hit the topics that niggas are scared to do now.
Yo, when he made the joke about the he was talking about the white Planet of the Apes, when they raided the fucking the courts, the
yo boy
in Washington. Remember they did that a couple years ago when he talked about that. But then it's selective outrage. Everybody's only talking about the Will Smith shit.
Yeah,
bro, it was literally only 15 minutes. The last 15 minutes of the special was what he did.
That they had
the rest of the hour was different shit, bro.
But they stuck on that Will shit because they was waiting for the get back.
Yeah. And I think it was clever the way he... It wasn't even clever. It was just straightforward. It was like, I didn't do nothing to her. I said... He even messed his joke up.
Because
his joke was like, I told him that he didn't get the Oscar for the movie Concussion. But then he gave me a concussion. You know what I'm saying? And that's where he was going with it. And then she told me that I should quit my job. Bitch, who are you talking to? And that's what he said.
Jada said that?
Yeah, so that's why it was going a back and forth type shit. And that's the point that he was trying to make. You know what I'm saying? But and then the other point was like, y'all thought I was going to fight Will Smith back? Like,
yeah, bro.
I'm Muhammad Ali.
Nigga, look how, look at me. A nigga said, nah, that had me weak. Nigga said, I was pooky, nigga.
He said,
like, be real. Like, I played pooky.
He take his shirts off in movies.
Yeah, I wasn't dead. Like, I don't know.
He said, they giving me open heart surgery in the movie. I got a hoodie on. I just think, for me, comedians, when it comes to comedians, I fuck with the comedians that's like real slick and clever, you know, with their shit. So I love Chris Rock. He's like top three to me. Him, Dave Chappelle, and probably Eddie Murphy, you know what I'm saying? And you know,
Charlie Murphy.
Richard Pryor is like four, you know what I mean?
Bernie then, Mac.
Yeah, then you get to the other dudes that's just killer. You know
fuck
what I mean?
With Mooney?
I fuck with him. It's just that his shit, like, he be going in.
Yeah.
His writing is dope because he wrote on the Dave Chappelle show. So he wrote most of Eddie Murphy's shit. You know what I'm saying? He was a writer on most of Eddie Murphy's specials. So I guess I do fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? But Bernie Mac is close. What's the dude that passed away?
Shout out to Monique.
She fired when she do stand up.
The dude passed away.
He had like a gap tooth.
What's that, a gap?
I forget his name, bro.
I don't want to say someone's name and then the niggas ain't dead.
Yeah, he that's passed away. He used to wear the top hat and shit like that, and like a leather jacket. I'm mad that I forget his name right now, but he was super funny. But you know who catches my funny bone?
I'm mad for. I know who you talking
about. Patrice O'Neal.
That's who it was.
Patrice O'Neal. That's his name. Shout out to Patrice O'Neal. You know who touches my funny bone though? That be killing me, son. Mike Epps, bro.
Yo, niggas be mad at Mike. Talking about he just be repeating jokes and but like so, what do you think he's talking about? His off top freestyle game is crazy.
I just look at him and just start laughing, bro. Like, yo, this nigga is funny.
He's funny, bro.
That chicken wing joke, bro. That shit was
the lottery shit,
baby. And I really wanna love you. That shit was funny as fuck, bro. But I think Chris Rock special was good. I think it was good. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, you got Marlon Wayans that dropped the special
fire.
Too. You that like that one? You watched that one?
I fuck with Marlon.
You fuck with Marlon?
Marlon be going in.
I gotta watch that. I haven't watched that one as of yet.
Yo, and to be real with the shit with
Chris Rock.
No, just with the comedians, like it's a lot of like what's my son name?
Dear Huey? He okay. I don't really fuck with him too
hard. Oh, I can't knock DL Hughley. I wasn't thinking the DL. Day Day or something? Not Day.
Day
Day. Nice dude. Not Day Day. Fuck, man.
Although you throw me on light skin.
We're going to put it on. I'll show you later.
Yeah, we'll son. See. We'll
shout out to everyone that do comedy. Shout
even the people that do comedy on the independent strip, something that I had at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Kaplan, Marcus, I believe his name was Max Marcus or something like that.
Mm.
Don't get me mistaken, he was funny as fuck.
He was wild.
Shout out to my boy D Monty.
Yeah, D Monty.
Shorty.
The chocolate queen. She gets busy. She talk freak nasty.
King Naomi. Naomi Hazel, Nay Hazel, my fault.
She gets crazy.
She funny. There's a lot of people in the underworld.
Her shit my gangsta. Boy,
funny man Kenny Ken, bro. I gotta introduce you to him, son. He is super funny, bro. He's like Martin, bro.
Yeah, let's keep it on it. Shout out to the four that went to the last show. We mentioned them. You feel me? Cause bro be bugging.
D Monty
be bugging. The white girl was fucking
Rebecca
hilarious.
Kaplan, yeah. If Max nigga, Marcus, that nigga, bro, he is hilarious.
He was funny, son.
He like, OG, too.
He had niggas, like, in the no slight ass, no, like, jumpy. Like, his shit fire.
Yeah, he'll get you real quick. Yeah. He talked that shit. You see Kanye and Adidas are back working together?
Yay, what's the word, yay? I let my Yeezys go because I see that. I said, yeah, we got to let this go. They're going to have a new product. Niggas ain't going to care about these no more.
But they couldn't sell them, so they had to get the man back. You know what I'm saying?
You feel like that?
Yeah, bro.
All right, so look, 350s. Anyone buy them shits, they regular size is wrong. You got to buy them shits a half size because they had no triangle bigger? Shit with your foot.
A half size bigger?
Half size bigger.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if you put your foot in there, your regular size, you be like, oh, I'm cool, I'm comfortable, it's going to hurt you later, like right here.
Yeah.
This is just
I need a pair of Yeezys too.
Most Yeezys, you could cop your regular size, but you might got to go a half size up in some of them. Most of them, you could throw your shit. Yeah, if I said 12, all right, I'm going to throw my shit in the 12. You're going to be Gucci. I wouldn't say go smaller unless it's the basketball joints.
Okay.
The basketball joints, you got to go smaller because I bought a 12, nigga, and I'm upset.
Because I wear a size 5 and a half.
Shit's like 250.
I might have to get a 6. I just want the simple all-black joints. But, yeah, I just think that like, people like Kanye and, like, Kyrie and all these type people, like, they really super uber talented.
Mm-hmm.
With all their gifts that they have been given, that
can I get a paper?
That they the ones that's supposed to disrupt what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So if they get in trouble for it, it's cool because they always gonna get another opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Someone make some more Kyrie sneakers, man. Like
you,
someone
you see you, but you saw that story with him and Sire Collective.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm just saying, like, more they gotta fuck with him, bro. Cause
you fucked with those? With Kyrie's?
It's Kyrie, bro. You can't go wrong with a nigga that really play. Like, niggas is always scared of his knees and shit like that. Like, like his legs. But, boy, he's a real ill nigga, bro. Gotta support him.
Yeah, and the way he thinks. The way that he moves. The way that he acts. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with him heavy. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just think that the Kanye and Adidas thing, I think that's a big story just because they tried to make it a bigger story when they tried to get
it out of
there. Yeah. So they tried to make it a huge story. So I gotta bring the story up that they back working with him.
It's Kanye, bro. Like, he's a creative monster. Like,
that's like, he's never gonna be finished in the music game.
And nothing.
Never, because he makes too much beautiful music for you to be like, damn. Like, I wasn't fucking with him for a little while, but when he dropped Donda, I was like, yo.
I was on it with Donda. I ain't like the other shit.
Easy.
Shit before that, I ain't really like
the bipolar shit.
I didn't like that other one before that. The other one had like a couple. The one before that was the dog, whatever shit.
The Jesus thing. When he did the church album type shit.
I liked it.
He still has some good shit on there, yeah.
I liked it a little bit. It just, man, I'm going to keep it funky. Like, Kanye, bro, is a different person, bro. Like, he's a nigga that came in doing the beats and all that. Mind you, this nigga is a beast with the balls. His concepts is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he got away with shit no one else could get away with.
Yeah.
Like, for real, bro, Jesus Walks, bro. Think of who else could have made that song.
Like, and I think we saying this because we fuck with these people that we talking about, right? But yeah, when you see it with somebody that you, like, kind of don't fuck with, you know what I'm saying? But is talented, right?
Mm-hmm.
And still gets opportunity after opportunity for messing it up. Do you still have that same mindset for that person? Because I know that we talking about these two people, like, we fuck with them.
It's because the fact that we mess with them so hard, we're going to give them the leniency to go ahead.
But
knowing that sometimes we should just be like, yo, bro, like.
But I think context goes with it, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think that they doing something super crazy. Like, the examples that we use in Kanye and Kyrie,
mm-hmm.
they just standing up for their people and shit
like
that.
Yeah, they standing up.
And you know America don't like that. But let's say somebody
there's no more freedom to just say what you need to say.
Let's say somebody like, what's going on with Ja Morant right now?
What's going on?
Like, he's super talented, but he keep getting opportunity. But the way that he's messing up is not like he's standing up for the rights of us and stuff like that. This nigga's pulling out guns and shit like that. Like, bro, come on, bro. On IG Live? Come on, my boy. You really overstepping your boundaries right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got
I'm not even gonna lie. That go crazy.
You got a $200 million contract. You got a deal with Nike.
They gave you the Nike deal after the shit with Kyrie,
and
bro.
And Powerade. You the face of them now. Come on, don't mess your bag up, bro.
Stay off the net, bro.
And I don't, like, we talked about this on the last episode, me and Cole, about his situation. We don't know, like, his pops was almost a football player, but, like, something happened to his shoulder or his arm or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't make it to the NFL, you know what I'm saying? But I believe that he kind of grew up, you know what I mean? Well-rounded, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. Both his parents, he went to a good school and all that shit. So I don't know if it's, like, because we all know how Memphis is. Memphis is real.
It's outside.
You know what I'm saying? It's outside.
Shit is the trenches.
Yeah. So are you putting yourself in that scene, in that city, or are you really about this shit?
Could have been part of the scene before, but chilling out because of basketball. Like, we got to be real, son. Like, people could have everything in the world and still do shit they don't supposed to be doing. So,
mm-hmm.
So respectfully, we just need him to do what he need to do because he's doing something that a lot of people wish. Like what he's doing is people's dreams, being in the NBA. Like, having a Nike deal. Like, that shit is not nothing you could just play with. So, respectfully, hopefully, the right people get with him and they do what they gotta do, bro.
And right now, it's crazy because the police are doing an investigation when he pulled out the gun on IG Live.
Mm-hmm.
Because he supposedly did it, they was on a road game against Denver.
Yeah, so you're moving around with some shit.
So now the gun laws in that state is different. So they saying that it's a carry state, Colorado, but
if he don't got a license or whatever in that state,
you can't carry a gun if you intoxicated. So that's where you could get in trouble carrying a gun out there if you intoxicated. So I don't know. They doing an investigation. I don't know if you could tell if somebody's intoxicated through a video. I mean, you could. You could. You know what I'm saying?
They put all types of locked in them eyes like, yes, he's dead.
Now
looking
the NBA,
at his tongue, all of that.
Now the NBA, like, come on, bro. David Stern, the last NBA commissioner, he got involved when Allen Iverson put out a gangster rap album. You know this commissioner gotta say something to him. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. You playing with fire, I believe, bro. Y'all don't.
This media shit, I mean, this social media shit is no joke, bro.
And you got a daughter, bro. She watching you too, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She dance. She do the gritty because you do the gritty.
But this is the thing with like now, like a lot of shit is always super glorified, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The super street shit.
Super gangster.
Like you feel me?
Gunplay is definitely something that. What you saying is glorified. Right?
It's yeah. So it's like I'm outside. Like think about it. I got it. Fuck getting it. I got it. But the thing is too. Like how you call it? Got caught with the ratchet shit over.
Who?
Arenas.
Yeah.
So
they put the guns into the locker room. Like
yeah. Like, this is what I'm saying. So like, you know what happened to him. So you acting because you wasn't in the stadium with it? Like, yeah. Bro, you're on tour. You're moving yeah. with the NBA. And you got a gun in the spot and niggas looking like, hold on.
Obviously it's traveling.
Who's with you letting you get that pass? Who's not even going like, oh, hold on, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
Whoa, bro. Did you get this when you hit the state? But this is the
now
thing.
It could have
not even been his. He could have just been bent. I ain't watched the video. He could have just been bent. Ah! It just went.
He was like this on his live. So and then he just went like he pulled it out and then he pulled it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yo, that was a prop, man.
You know what I'm saying?
If I'm a lawyer, I'm going with that shit was a prop, man. This nigga had a BB gun. This is not no. He ain't had no gun, bro.
That was a paint gun.
This shit, yeah. Them niggas went paintballing last week. This nigga still had the new mini. He was wilding. Like that's not even what it. But that's the thing. When you seen it, niggas is like, nah, that's a gun, bro.
Yeah, because then there's other incidents reported already with you having a gun on you trying to solve an issue. So.
What issues is nigga? Yo, bro, you play ball in the NBA, bro. You are not Batman, bro. You're not the crusader for the yo, boy, don't avenge for nothing. What are you doing? What are you getting get back for? Like, these niggas is not your mans.
I can't lie, that was funny as shit, bro.
Yo, bro, niggas
do not avenge nothing, nigga. You got 200 in the bank, nigga.
Boy, you're the face of something. Like, you're the face.
What are you doing?
Like, when niggas be like, yo, I got FanDuel, and your team playing, they put money on you.
You, nigga.
Not no one else, nigga. Ain't no one going 25 plus on your team, boy. Niggas know you about to get them buckets.
Yeah, bro.
You Mr. 38, 35. Not Mr. Hold the 38.
Word. Not Mr. Get a 9 to 5. Like,
yo,
you know
son.
What I'm saying? Like, you need to. Nah, you really need to reevaluate your shit, bro. For real, bro. Sit back.
And relax.
Bro, the NBA suspended him for 2 games. Like, yo, chill, bro. You got to sit down.
Niggas can't even spend FanDuel money with you, gang. You got taken out the game, bro.
Come on, bro. You need to...
Niggas bet on you. Your shit is void.
Nah, it's real. It's real out here. You really need to reevaluate that shit. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
Bro, it's like... You getting paid to play basketball, bro. Like, you're getting paid to do some shit niggas do in the summertime... For wrecking fun, like
yeah.
You getting paid.
That's you getting paid for a little
come
kids
on,
game,
bro.
For real, nah, it's serious. You getting paid to play a sport, bro. That's
and
not a real
kids,
job.
Bro.
I don't care
do
how. And I know that y'all tell us like, yo, it's hard work. We train every day and all. Yeah, but at the same time, bro, imagine what we gotta go through to make $100 in a
niggas
day.
Niggas gotta work in factories. And niggas talking about, yo, you know, I train every day. Like, boy, you post the train. Don't you want to be the best?
I train every day too, nigga.
Niggas see LeBron, this nigga look like a robot. Like, you shit me?
He's taking
train.
He takes some of them M's and put it towards his body, like, on trainers and equipment and food and everything like that. Come on, man. Get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? Don't get kicked out. Niggas get kicked out of the NBA,
like
bro. I promise you niggas get kicked out the NBA, bro. Don't be
for
one
nothing.
Of them. Don't be one of them, bro.
So niggas get taken out the NBA because just they too old and they ain't doing nothing. Like, all right, bro, you ain't even bringing no points in. You thinking because you doing mad points, niggas ain't going to. Bro, niggas will take you out, bro.
Blackballing
Carl. They all had to go somewhere.
Get out of here.
Out of here. Like, bro.
Everybody, it don't matter what how big your name is, bro. You're not bigger than that NBA logo. And that's I don't like talking about shit like that, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? It is true.
Don't play with your opportunities.
Yeah, man. You saw that celebrity boxing fight with Natalie Nunn and Tommy Lee?
Nah, I heard Tommy was wilding on.
Yeah, I heard she was like drunk or some shit.
She was tweaking in the spot.
R. Kelly got 20 years. He was sentenced to 20.
I'm sorry, man. I still play R. Kelly shit. Not like on some every day to day.
If it come on the playlist, I'm like, on the rock.
Yeah, man. Niggas acting like.
Nah, yeah. I can't. But it's real. It's a serious topic.
Nah, that's it's the Super OD serious. I'm just saying the music. Like, he's going to, boom. He probably deserve more time. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Nigga, or like this going. On the, like, boy, you're bugging. This nigga really had to.
Nah, he do this.
Like, bro, director of the year and bozo of the century. Like, bro, what you doing?
He do deserve more time.
Definitely more time, bro.
He did deserve more time.
Bro, he was violating little girls. This nigga was an R&B singer with mad power. He was the most litest, one of the most lit R&B niggas ever. If he didn't have that case, y'all niggas would have had him with Prince and Michael Jackson, bro.
Because then you got the gangster. Then you got the other one, the Harvey Weinstein shit. The movie guy.
I forgot what was his whole situation.
It's the same thing as R. Kelly. But more with like grown people, because he was doing it to actresses and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You get this role, you blow me. You know? Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He got 16.
16. See, sir, I ain't gonna lie, bro. See, like, when you do certain, yeah, like when you do dirtbag shit, even if you a celebrity, like, bro, you gotta do the time. Mm-hmm. Because if you a low budget celebrity or just a hood celebrity, they boom, they giving you bing, like, they son, niggas is like, I think about the hood stars is going, like the hood actresses or actors, whatever. When they get caught up, any urban artists get caught up. Low budget urban artists get caught up. You're done. You're never coming back. Like,
hey, fuck that.
This Mad Web series.
Just imagine all these rappers that's not even A-list rappers that get locked up.
Yeah, bro, you're booked forever. You're right. Done.
Now imagine somebody like a Young Thug. We never gonna see him again. But this dude gets 16 years. And he's been doing this for 50 years in the movie industry.
Think about how many female actresses got their whole mental destroyed. Like, they didn't act after that because it was like, nah, I can't go through this.
I had to touch an old white man.
Shit. Yeah.
And then he didn't give me the job. Come on, bro.
Yeah, running on the wrinklies.
Then you got the guy that killed them. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey.
His name was Eric Holder. He got 60 years.
You talking about Sticky, whatever, Stinky Loke, whatever?
Yeah. The guy that killed Nipsey, man.
He got how many years?
60. 6-0. That's crazy, because...
So that's the thing with Sud, too, because for all the niggas that... Yeah, but think about all the conspiracy niggas, right? It's mad conspiracy niggas going crazy about Sun and all this shit about he didn't do it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or he did it because of whatever dumb shit he did it for. We don't got Nipsey, so regardless, someone did the wrong thing. But, boy, 60 years. Look, he's not important. Some throwaway motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he was a part of some scam to get, boy, and he got 60. Not important. No good lawyers. No yeah. Nothing.
Now you can't get nothing solved from that case. It's like it's done.
But that director dude, for 50 years, been getting blowjobs off of his job.
Mm-hmm.
Got 16. Like, bro, you deserve 30 at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of the, mm-hmm. You at least deserve some of the time that you've been doing the dirt. 50 years of dirt, you at least need 25 and up. Gangster.
Like, yeah, because Kel should have more, and that dude should have more.
Kel's on some gangster shit, probably deserve maybe another 5-10 years.
2-5.
Another 5-10 more, whatever, like 30 years or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say what we saying, right? Because think about it, bro.
Yeah, you fucking.
My son was on tour. Like, on tour, my son was recruiting joints, having joints stuck in the studios and all that.
Younger than 17 years old.
Some of them videos where he was shooting videos, them niggas was boning bitches there.
And then you got accomplices that's letting this shit happen.
Bro.
Tour managers.
Any of y'all watch some R. Kelly videos, watch every nigga in them videos, bro.
Fuck that. Watch
that's
that.
Why a lot of niggas ain't watch when the surviving, faded away from him.
You ain't watch the documentary? Surviving R. Kelly? That shit is sick, bro.
That shit is nasty, bro.
That shit is sick. So I guess our point to that is that all these niggas deserve more than what they got. The Eric Holder thing, I mean, killing somebody I never approve of. You know what I mean? That's crazy to me, but like you said, it's a less name. We don't know him.
They wrapped him up the way they was supposed to wrap him up. But then everyone else, they got leniency because of their status. It's crazy, bro. You gonna let some weird sicko nigga come out in like a year or two and then be like, oh, he's doing crime again. We thought we changed him. No, you didn't, bro. You taught him how to get better. You put him around more crazier psycho people that taught them shit and learned from battling each other and all types of shit. Like, shit is spooky outside, man.
Yeah. You had any topics that you brought to the...
Let me show love to battle rap, man. Cause you know we here for the cause, man. Shout out to We Go Hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new card, Saturday, April 25th, ambush card. Piffy P, EOK Piffy versus Henny Number 3. I'll be smacked. Gwitty versus Blake Winners. Scotty Guns versus Jagger Josh. Kid Rock versus On Paper. I don't know homie name right here. Captain Live versus Rico Reckless. I Rap A Lot versus Bones. TDH versus Damo Guapo.
Okay.
Shout out to y'all. My bad. If I said y'all name wrong, I'm sorry. I'm just high. But, you know, shout out to We Go Hard. And to the ladies.
Uh oh.
We got Slade. Shout out to She Go Hard.
Cole just posted this on his story.
Heavy on the ES. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna just say the battles I wanna watch. But just know,
it's this a couple card battles
is going. Nah, this it's card deep. Is great. What? Boy, look, it's like mad battles. I ain't gonna try to kill the people.
That's 20 battles.
Boy, niggas trying to tell me I'm wildin'. Yo, this is April 8th. Tune in. We in Brooklyn with it. Malcolm X Boulevard, my bad. I'm on tunes and all that. So we gonna say, Torture versus Charisma, fire. We got K Prophet versus Eliza Versa, fire. Cassius Clay versus Dear Summer, fire. We got
Your name is Dear Summer?
Yeah, Dear Summer.
Niggas is creative.
Queen Damo versus Jericho. We got Neptune versus Diamond Dej, my bad. We also got Double A battling Crystal Renee, Fresh the Great, Boogie Blue, Tasha the Author, So Smooth. I'm sorry I didn't say the rest of y'all, but you know I love y'all. I'm just trying to get a couple of things out before we end this situation. You feel me? It's another fire card that I can't go to, so I just want to name a couple of battles, man. Shout the I Battle. My nigga Phoebo versus Geechee Gotti. Mm-hmm. You feel me? We got my son Low Supreme versus JR. You feel me? Shout out to my nigga Knots versus LA the Mayor. You feel me? Shout out to my West Coast homie. And we got Homeschool and Lord Giovanni versus Kang and Cassius Clay. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's Fallen Soldiers too, man. But, you know, shout out to Battle Rap.
And we got third.
Yo, man, that's this, man. We gotta
shout
go
out to Third Degree TV. Y'all gotta go check the episode out that I had with her. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check that out.
Get the VIP tickets, cause the right thing to do. Get the VIP tickets, but she got tickets for 25, and she got another situation, no sale going on. Check what's going on with Third. You heard? April 1st, Zone 6 Studios in the Bronx. She got some fire battles. We're gonna keep it 100. We're gonna start with the A Ward and Saga versus Jagger Josh and Gutter. We got Ishmoola versus King Money. We got Lady Caution versus Frank Nitty. We need Nitty on the show though. We got Henny Number 3 versus Rambo. We got Young Grizz versus Presidential Dubs. We got Badafi Green versus Young L. We got Matt Live versus Piffy P, aka EOK Piff E. You feel me? And we got Lord. We got Joe Hundo versus Nova Greasy. We got C Deep versus DC Banger. We got LS versus J Roll Suave. You feel me? Just tune in. Know what's going on. Shout out to Thirst. Shout out to the Siege. Shout out to Black Henry Red. We outside. Yo, G. Yo, we outside. You know what's going on.
That's a fact. Shout out to everybody that you just,
All
the cards that you put out there. You know what
I'm
saying?
My bad. I messed up some of y'all names and all that.
You know what I mean? But y'all know where he was going with that.
We trying to just support the card, man.
Yeah, we got
to
support everybody. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I got you on here, too. Because I like battle rap. I just don't. I'm not in tune. You know what I'm saying? Core is in tune, so y'all two could talk about it more on this part. You know what I'm saying? Show them love. You know what I mean? Cause I need some of them on the show too.
I'm not gonna lie. Shout out to EOK Piffy. Piffy should probably come on the show. Shout out to Frank Nitty. J Love was hot and Gwitty was good, my boy. But you feel me?
We gonna get everybody on here.
It's a lot.
Especially during the summertime. We gonna pull up on niggas and on their block and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Probably should go to the toilet bowl one time for the one time.
Got you. I'm going to try to pop up to this third event, though, definitely, because she invited me to the first one, and I fucked that up. You know what I'm saying? I ended up going to another event, and that event was trash.
So just know it's AC, it's good food, it's good weed.
It's a little travel, right? It's a little travel.
We going to go together. We nice.
We home.
That's in the books.
We home where hip-hop started, you heard? Mm-hmm. Talking about hip-hop, we ain't have a nice hip-hop conversation in a minute. And, you know, we still trying to get this 50 list together. We're going to start doing the behind the scenes where we brainstorming and shit.
So what's
some of
your,
right now, what's some of your favorite hip-hop tracks and, you know what I mean? That come to mind when you hear, like, just like, you know, hip-hop tracks, like singles, shit like that, whatever you comes to your mind first for you.
I'm going to keep it 100. We're going to go back to the old shit. So, like, 357, Money, Power, Respect, Rough Riders Anthem, Jigga My Nigga, Hard Knock Life, you know, a couple joints.
You know, them type of joints, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Jay-Z song ever?
My favorite Hov song?
I'm going to just tell you mine.
You Must Love Me or some shit like that?
You Must Love Me.
Yeah, they had the video with Kelly Price and all that. And shorty had the keys on her stomach and all that. Fire. That might gotta be my whole
joint. You gonna have to show me which one that is. My favorite whole song ever is Song Cry.
Song Cry is fire.
That's my favorite Jay-Z song ever. But some songs that come on, Children's Story, Slick Rick.
Fire.
My uncle played that for me and I was like, damn. Big Pun,
Only You with 112, Biggie and Mace.
That's that shit right
there.
That's
my shit.
That's that shit right there. Like I said, Song Cry. Sky's the Limit is one of my favorite tracks of all time, Biggie.
That's from Volume 1.
You Must Love Me with Kelly Price. I got it. Don't play it because we're gonna
I know it's gonna be wrapped up. But this fire.
We're gonna hear it after. I gotta remember that. Today Was a Good Day, Cube. Abso, all his songs. Snoop, Gin and Juice.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. Murder Was the Case was fire for me. For Snoop,
Jada Kiss Why. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. Styles.
Damn, I ain't gonna lie. Jada Kiss goes so crazy for me because, like, all the freestyles from the CDs. Yeah,
Styles, I get high all the time. We Gonna Make It, The Locks. Anything from the early the nice bad boy era, I fuck with anything from there. I like a lot of West Coast shit, you know what I'm saying? Because of the graphicness of their music.
Mm-hmm.
You see what they talking about, you know what I'm saying?
So what, name like four West Coast artists that you feel me?
That I fuck with? Yeah. Nip, Kendrick, Snoop, Cube. Those four. Those are four just that come off top.
Mozzie.
Mozzie is super fire.
Mozzie, Snoop.
YG is one of my favorites.
Damn, I add YG. I ain't gonna cap. But where this nigga Tyler from?
The creator?
Yeah.
I think he's from the West Coast, so I'm not too sure.
I'm not, that's why I was like, I don't know. I'm saying this like corrupt. What's my son name? What's my son name? E40.
Yeah, legend.
E40.
Mhm. Yeah, legend.
Raz Kaz.
Mhm.
It's a couple.
Too short.
Daz Dillinger.
Mhm.
But I think I'm more, for me, for Daz, it's more like a beat thing with Daz.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had, like, a lot of fire beats. Like, shout out to Alchemist, too.
NWA as a total. You know what I'm saying? Like, If I Ruled the World, Nas is one of my favorite tracks of all time. Like, every track off of Illmatic is, like, one of my favorite hip-hop tracks of all time.
Some of your favorite Down South rappers.
Jeezy, Ross,
Gucci.
I never was a fan of Gucci, but I don't disrespect him because when people play me music of him back to back to back, like his songs, I'd be like,
why?
I used to fuck with that. So I don't disrespect him, but I wouldn't put him in one of my Jeezy, Ross. It's crazy because of everything that's going on with him and shit, but T.I. was always one of my favorite South rappers. I love the way he flowed and everything like that. Ludacris.
Yeah, Luda.
Yeah. I love Outkast together.
Mm-hmm.
I give him his respect. He's a good rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, lyrically and all that. Andre 3000. I just hate when people put him, like, top five. I have a real
nice though.
Yeah, I got a real problem with that. But I fuck with Big Boy more than him.
Okay.
You know who I fuck with too? Killer Mike.
Killer Mike is fire.
Killer Mike is dope, bro. I just got into him recently, not too long ago, like 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's super dope, son. He's super dope. But the South got a lot of rappers too, bro. That's Juicy J,
Trick Daddy.
I fuck with all that old school shit. It's fire. You know what I'm saying? Even when you have like
Wayne,
my fault. Should have said him first because he's definitely top five.
Nah,
just say
Wayne,
because you always forget where he from because the way he rap.
Yeah,
he don't sound like a South nigga. Yeah, he sound like a New York nigga, to be honest. Like, I'm sorry, it's just the twang that he has, his accent. But Wayne, yeah, definitely, he's probably like the best from the South.
Who else though? There's a couple people.
Scarface, because that's Bun Houston. B. Yeah.
Pimp C. My son Sauce Walker.
Paul Wall. Nah.
Paul Wall for some niggas, for real. Paul Wall.
Nah, Mike, they all legends for some niggas. Chameleon Man.
Slim Thug got fired too.
He was real good at freestyling.
Yeah.
It's no just that
flip. T.I. Right when you said freestyle, I had to say flip. No flip.
T.I. kind of killed Lil Flip career, though.
My son Flip's still out here getting money.
He's
still getting money, bro.
Nah, the South.
They support each other.
Even Florida. Like, you get to Florida, you get Kodak and all that other shit. Down
Kodak,
Flow
Rider.
XXXTentacion.
Yeah.
All that
a lot of people
down there,
out
bro.
The cut.
Yeah, bro. Pitbull. You know, he was a real spitter until he did
smack.
The commercial shit. Yeah.
He
was a real rapper, bro.
Pitbull was on a Smack DVD, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Y'all gotta relax and act like he just be out here with the mommies. He just choose the right route.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. M.O.P.
My bad. Respect the M.O.P. and all the OGs, but I was gonna say, like, Pitbull was on stadiums, like big crowd, like
as soon as he crossed over, it was over, bro. It was over. I fuck with him heavy.
This is the thing, bro. People gotta remember, it gotta go back to the talent, bro. Like, people just trying to be on some super macho tough shit.
Yeah, and sometimes it come down to when you see that certain opportunity.
Boom.
Take that shit and run with that shit, bro. He could have been like, nah, I want to be a real rapper and kept rapping. You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't gonna lie, that'd be a thing with this shit too, because with the rap shit, it's like lack of support from maybe your own people outside, whatever, people not listening to you, you not jacking shit. like, a lot of us gotta continue doing what we doing. Like, it can't be a stop to that shit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You gotta keep going.
That's a
Cause
fact.
Cause you never gonna know if your third no mixtape gonna be the shit, your fourth
the
shit
one,
might
yeah,
be the shit.
You never
like,
know which one is gonna be the one.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Like this podcast shit, nigga. We 271 episodes in.
Man,
we still
bro.
Ain't get the one. You know what I'm saying? That
nah,
one episode.
Nah, it's a couple of ones. Nigga,
yeah,
just
it
saying,
is a couple ones.
It's just people gotta watch them shit.
Yeah,
you feel
yeah,
me? And I'm gonna keep it real. Like, sometimes people don't watch things because of the time and the things.
Yeah.
Like, you look like, what? How long is that? Nah, bro, that shit say an hour? I'm out of here. What the fuck niggas talking about for an hour?
That's why y'all get
gotta
the clips
tune
to
in. I'm not gonna lie, the clips do a lot, yeah. Because it could cut it short. Like, mm-hmm. A nigga just, what? Oh shit, yo, they talking about what? Alright, yeah, we're gonna check into that. Like, it's always, it's always good to do shit that's trendy, but you always gotta just do some shit that's just you.
Yeah.
So once you see niggas in the cut smoking their weed, and you know what I mean? Just know, yeah. it's, you know, it's the show.
That's a fact. But, we have to get up out of here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Don Cole. Shout out to Chung Chung, you know what I'm saying, man? Go check that live out. It's on the page, you know what I'm saying? I probably go live right now after
yo,
this.
Yo, subscribe to everything. Tune in to everything. Spliffing Bars, Don Cole and D-Rican. Anything Chung Chung doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we doing, just tune mm-hmm. in because we doing it for y'all.
Yeah.
Like, y'all watch us, and then we do shit for y'all to watch and attend and all.
The team is strong, bro.
The showcase is about to be fire. The flyers is not up yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be up as soon as possible, but y'all just gotta tune in, man. Like, if you know someone that's fire, you feel me, funny,
mm-hmm.
entertaining, like, come to the show. Like, we here, we got space, you know what I mean?
Tired of him dancing on the videos.
Yeah, like, if
come
you got,
there for.
Yeah, if you got someone that's entertaining, they doing their thing, and they not, you feel me? Like, it's nothing, like, shot, yo, I need some socks, man. Yo, little Mo, man. I need some socks,
oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Hold me down,
that's
man.
That's a fact, bro. We,
like, that's the thing.
Support,
we got to support each other, bro. You feel me?
And we going to do another episode because technically
and that's
something
fire.
Was wrong. Yeah. He got some power shit. I'm going to play for you. I'm going to let you hear both his shits.
I ain't going to lie, man.
We going to wrap this episode up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, for Don Cole, for Choo Choo, for Spliff, it's D-Rican Hippy, and y'all already know we about to do what we doing here.
You the highest niggas on the internet, man.
That's
tune
a fact,
in, you
man.
Are.
That's a fact, man. Like he said, subscribe to everything Don Cole and D-Rican Hippy. Split
some bars, you feel me?
Choo
Choo.
Everything.
You know, pain and sip with us, you heard?
That's
you know,
a fact.
Puff, puff, and all. You know, we outside, man.
Fact, man.
Tune in, man.
We check y'all real, real soon, man. We be back.
I ain't gonna.
Maybach got the bag too, but I'm good though. Maybach got the bag. I ain't gonna lie to you, but Maybach bigger than her crib.